You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is again warning of a man calling residents and claiming to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Office. The caller is advising people that they failed to appear in court and will be arrested. If you receive a call like this, do not give out any personal information. It's best to hang up and call the Sheriff's Department to report the call at their non-emergency number, 715-421-8700. The Marshfield Police Department issued a warning yesterday of scammers writing worthless checks to purchase vehicles. Since then, the department has made contact with one of the individuals involved in the incident that happened on June 28th at Wheeler's of Marshfield. Corey Aaron Berendez, age 27, has been cleared from the investigation. The original report said Berendez accompanied 48-year-old Jamie Sue Wolbing for a vehicle purchase with a $60,000 check. The check bounced back as NSF. Berendez returned the vehicle, but the dealership found parts were missing, and the police department said the missing parts were sold. They claim it's possible the woman, Jamie Sue Wolbing, is involved with similar scams throughout the state. Wolbing may also be using the last names of Boring, Reitmeyer, or any combination of the three. If you have any information, you can contact the Marshfield Police Department. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for school and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current state law allows parents to submit a written statement waiving the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. A Wisconsin man is calling out lawmakers to fix what he describes as a crisis in home healthcare access and the toll it is taking on people receiving care and those providing it. Terry Barr shares how he is getting attention for this issue in a very unique way.
Let's go. We're about to get in town.
Carl Schulze is on the final stretch of a 95-mile journey. The 44-year-old is driving his motorized wheelchair right to the state capitol. And the quadriplegic is bringing a message.
This journey is about people.
Quad Carl, as he's become known, started this mission in Neenah. And as he's rolling down the road, he's hoping to make a difference.
To demand better access to home health care for people like me on Medicaid and a living wage for the home health aides who keep us independent.
Schulze believes lawmakers can make a difference, too. He'll be calling on them when he arrives in Madison Friday afternoon.
And then we're going to head into Madison. This ought to be fun.
Quad Carl says he isn't sure what will happen if cuts are made. Medicare covers his wheelchair and doctor visits, while Medicaid pays for his health aides so he can remain in his own home. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for input from residents on their 2025 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. According to the press release, the plan is meant to guide the Department of Transportation's efforts to improve accessibility on the state's highway system, like upgrades to roadside facilities and public rights of way to make it easier for residents with disabilities to travel. The plan can be reviewed on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, and public comments will be accepted until the end of August. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open a 3-game road trip this weekend against the Nationals. The crew making moves before the trade deadline, adding an outfielder, Brandon Lockridge from the Padres. In exchange, they traded lefty Nestor Cortez and an infielder prospect. The Brewers also traded for a pair of pitchers from Arizona, right-hander Shelby Miller and lefty Jordan Montgomery for a player to be named later. Both of those pitchers currently on the injured list, Montgomery out for the year. NFL, the Packers with another practice in pads, and then tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on his strict rules regarding fights on the field.
I just think it's always important to remember that if you do anything in a game, you're going to get penalized for it, and it's going to hurt the team. So I think it's important that you keep your composure in practice as well and do all the little things the right way so that if something transpires in a game that you don't react the wrong way.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Getting fired from any job is never easy, but when you're an actor on a big show, it's more public and can mess with an actor's psyche and confidence. Even actors with a track record and solid resume are not immune from being launched from a project. Actor Rupert Everett told Vanity Fair he was fired without explanation and will not be in season 5 of Emily in Paris. The Netflix show contradicted Everett, saying he was not exactly fired, but was hired as a guest star and was never promised another season. Either way, the My Best Friend's Wedding actor still thought he had a job and says he spent 2 weeks in bed depressed. He might not have to wait long for his phone to ring, though, as fellow My Best Friend's Wedding alum Dermot Mulroney recently told the New York Post that there are rumors floating that there could be a sequel to the Julia Roberts film in the near future. I don't know about that. Might be too soon. The Law & Order franchise has been teasing its viewers for years regarding a romance between detectives Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, played respectively by Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney. Fans on social media have been asking when it will happen. Maloney recently told the New York Post he's been trying to get them to hook up for a long time. Hargitay says she is enjoying the flirt game and is keeping an open mind about the situation. Maloney currently stars in Law & Order Organized Crime, and Hargitay is in her I Lost Count season of Law & Order SVU. DC Studios may have made a lot of money over the years, but they haven't had a film that's reached the $300 million plateau domestically since 2022. Thanks to James Gunn's Superman just crossed the mark. This is the 9th DC movie to reach $300 million here in the U.S. The last DC film to hit that mark was the Batman 3 years ago. I'm sure DC would like even more cha-ching, so be sure to check out Superman, which is still in theaters. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season, and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season, and still has 2 episodes left of season 3. HBO has already renewed the show for a 4th season, social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season 3 at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Elba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.